what you want, dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The question to us via email was about a story from the Associated Press. And the question is, how do you feel about the idea of inmates, of prisoners, paying for their stay in prison? The story is, a one-night stay, $90. Need to see a doctor? $10. Want toilet paper? Pay for it yourself. In the ever-widening search for extra income during desperate economic times, states across America are embracing a new idea, making inmates pay their debt to society not only in hard time, but also in cold, hard cash. And by the way, I don't really care much for this whole debt to society idea. When you commit a crime, society, there's not been a debt created in society. Society is just this nebulous concept that suggests right. that people have come together for a common purpose.
When your bike was stolen earlier this week, was there a debt to society? Someone tell me where this debt to society occurred. Mm-hmm. However, there was a debt to you. Your bike was missing.
Right. So restitution should be paid to me, not society. And, of course, debt to society is really just code, isn't it? It's code for you pay us. We're the state. You know, you've stolen something from somebody else. You'll be lucky if the victim of the theft gets the thing back. Right. Like, if I'd gone to the police and just called the police instead of actually looking around for the bike and finding it myself, I probably would not have ever, gotten the bike back. But even if I did get the bike back, there wouldn't have been any sort of restitution process. Sometimes the state government around here claims that there's a restitution, but really it's just money going to the state, not to the victims. So it's debt to society is just code for you're paying the state. And so now they're saying that in New York, an assemblyman introduced a bill that would charge wealthy criminals $90 a day for room and board at state prisons. Dubbed the Madoff bill after billion-dollar Ponzi schemer Bernard Madoff, the legislation is designed to ease the $1 billion annual cost of incarcerating prisoners. He says the concept says if you can afford it, or even some of it, you're going to help the beleaguered taxpayers who play by the rules. Now, wait a minute. We all know that everybody doesn't play by the rules, right?
Well, just about everybody has broken has broken some law. If you're an adult, you have broken some law or another that somebody got punished far more severely than you have for breaking.
Several other states and some cities have gone to great lengths to squeeze money from inmates, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona's Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, the toughest, self-proclaimed toughest American sheriff, and makes America's toughest sheriff, makes prisoners sleep outdoors in 100-degree-plus heat in what he calls a tent city, I believe. Earlier this year, he announced that inmates would be charged $1.25 per day for meals. His decision. Now, this Joe Arpaio, he's not applying that to just the rich prisoners. That's not just for Bernie Madoffs. That's for every single person that is forced to be in his facility.
Right. And another thing you have to realize is when somebody's getting out of jail, I can only speak to my particular instance. That's the one that I'm most familiar with. But I would say that most states in the United States are similar, and I don't know what it's like around the world. But when you jump in Florida, you jump with $100 in your pocket unless you manage to make it to work release, and they make it much more difficult. Every single year, the rules get more and more harsh for getting to work release.
When first, you jump, meaning you get out?
Yeah, when you get out of prison. First it was the sex offenders can't go, then people, escape risks obviously couldn't go, mm-hmm. habitual offenders couldn't go. You know, the people that could go, we just got less and less and less, and a lot of people going to jail, these are the people that we're talking. These are the people in jail. So you're not giving them the opportunity to earn some money so that they can have some money when they get out. So mm-hmm. they're that much more sort of desperate when they do get out. A lot right. of them are going to go home to mom's house and sleep on the couch or sleep in the old room or whatever.
Some might. go commit some robberies.
But some we really don't have any place to go, so they're going to end up at the Salvation Army or someplace like that.
No place to go and nothing to lose either.
Right. No money at all. $100 is what the state will give you if you have no money at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have some money, and a lot of them designed their bank accounts in the fashion so that they would get this extra $100 from the state. It was incredible. They would get rid of the money in their account, spend it all up for the last month of being there, so that they would get the $100 when they got out. For this $100, they would suffer from not having anything in their account for a month. It's just baffling because the state wouldn't give it to you if you had more than $100 in your account within the last month. So trying just so hard to get around these rules. These are the same guys that you're going to send out the door with $100 and they're going to be sleeping at the Salvation Army. Really? You want to send them out the door with a $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 bill that they've got to pay back? And I'll tell you, if it's a government bill, there's no getting around it. You're not going to file bankruptcy and get rid of it like you would with a credit card. You're telling me that somebody who goes out and buys a plasma TV and a boat and all those other things with their credit card, racks up the debt, then gets then goes into bankruptcy and has all that stuff forgiven, is somehow they're less responsible for paying their debt than some inmate who had to go to prison and then was forced to pay for his toilet paper and his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches they fed him?
$1.25 per day for meals is what Arpaio is charging the inmates there. In Iowa's Des Moines County, where officials face a $1.7 million budget hole this year, politicians considered charging prisoners for toilet paper at a savings of $2,300 per year. The idea was ultimately dropped after much derision. A New Jersey legislator introduced a bill similar to New York's, this one based on fees charged by the Camden County Correctional Facility, which bills prisoners $5 a day for room and board and $10 per day for infirmary stays, totaling an estimated $300,000 per year. In Virginia, Richmond's overcrowded city jail has begun charging $1 per day, hoping to earn as much as $200,000 a year. In Missouri's Taney County, the sheriff says charging inmates $45 per day. Jeez, I don't even charge my tenants that much. $45 per day will help pay for his new $27 million jail. So when I look at this issue, I'm a little torn. Because I feel like if you've got somebody who's actually dangerous, somebody who's a real dangerous criminal, I don't see anything wrong necessarily with essentially giving them some options. Like you were saying, Mark, you can have this crappy level of incarceration, or you can have this better level of incarceration where you'll have, a little bit better food, you'll have a little more freedom, and you can work here at our little call center and take calls for Best Western or something like that, and we'll take a chunk of your paycheck, because how else are you going to get money out of these people? I mean, most of these folks probably don't have big bank accounts you can just tap into. So they'd have to work in order to actually make some payments
to
the jail.
In a lot of states, inmates don't get paid. They're just told, go work. Which I can tell you results in a very low level of performance.
Okay.
And a lot of people trying their very best to ditch work all the time.
Right. So I could see that, right? If you actually had a jail or a prison that was really full of dangerous people who could otherwise be out harming others in society, it doesn't bother me to have those prisoners supporting the operation of the facility that is keeping them there. That doesn't bug me. But what bugs me is the fact that in prisons today, what you have are a majority of people that are, they don't belong there. These are people that have not harmed others. They're what you might call a consensual criminal, somebody who was, dealing some marijuana or possessing some marijuana or, was involved in something that could otherwise be a restitutable crime. It doesn't even have to be a consensual criminal. It can be an actual crime, like a bike thief or something like that. Somebody who could be just paying restitution to his victim and still be on the outside.
Sure.
There are a lot of people that don't need to be there.
What is the reason that a bike thief needs to go to jail?
Punitive, that's all.
Right, it's punitive, and I understand if somebody has stolen and stolen and stolen and stolen, maybe why you would put them in jail. However, what the state does essentially tells the person whose bike got stolen is, hey, tough luck, good luck, and by the way, you got to pay for this guy going to jail or whatever program it is that they're going to put him in. And the restitution isn't there. The restitution should be to the victim, and
right.
then you know, the state really honestly shouldn't be involved unless, you know, putting him in jail unless the guy's been doing it over and over and over again.
So clear the jails out. Clear out all of the people that have never harmed another person. Clear out all the people that could be out paying restitution and have them pay restitution. And then I'd be okay with, you know, the vicious killer.
It's happening in Holland, by the way. They're shutting down jails.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, over at listen.freetalklive.com, you'll find out more about our brand new Free Talk Live listen lines, which are available to you any old time, the day or night, as long as you have the ability to dial long distance on your phone, whether it's your cell phone or your home phone. Obviously, if you have a cell phone, it's going to cost you minutes, but many people have the free nights and weekends, so you could technically listen to the entire show if you've got free nights for free, because the live show is there, and when the live show is not on the air, the other 21 hours in the day, you hear the most recent episode 24 hours a day. So it's basically our internet stream on a phone line. Dial 217-238-6220 to access the Free Talk Live listen lines. That's 217-238-6220. And if you didn't get that number, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. It's right up there at the top of the page. All right, we're talking about the idea of having prisoners pay for at least a portion of, if not all of, their entire incarceration. And I say, well, I'm all right with that idea if you're dealing with somebody that absolutely must be incarcerated, somebody who has committed a crime against another person or their property that is unrestitutable to the point of they have to be forced into a cage because they're such a danger, they're so likely to go out and harm somebody else, somebody who's a vicious killer or somebody who is a rapist or something like that. I wouldn't have a problem with them paying for their incarceration. But somebody like, let's see, this guy's name is Clifton Williams. Just a quick example of somebody who should not be paying for his own incarceration. He was in Joliet, Illinois, in a courtroom there. Judge Daniel Rozak sentenced him to 2 years, sentenced him to 2 years probation. And then when he yawned, it's a different guy. He was Clifton Williams was in court awaiting his cousin's sentencing on drug charges. So his cousin was being sentenced. This guy's just in the courtroom sitting there watching. He yawns and the judge hits him with contempt of court. 6 months in jail. Now, that's a man that should not be paying to be incarcerated. He
absolutely
should not be there.
And I'm sorry, but the courts is, but our jail system is full of people that, in my opinion, should not be in jail. And I can speaking as a person who was in prison for 9 years, I can tell you that I felt guilty. I felt bad that people had to spend, and at the time I think it was $65,000 was what a Florida inmate cost the in the level of security that I was in, cost the taxpayer. $65,000 a year they paid to incarcerate me, and I felt bad for it. Likely, if I would have been released at the time that I was feeling bad for it, you wouldn't have seen any more crimes committed by me. But that, you know, that's not really the way the jail system works.
Yeah.
So this is the reason that I think that inmates paying for their incarceration is a bad idea. However, I do think that there is a way to make it work. I'm for the idea that people should have to pay their own way, and if they manage to get themselves into jail, I think they should have to pay for their, you know, in order to keep other people safe from them.
If they're dangerous people that belong behind bars.
If they're dangerous people that belong behind bars. And here, look, there's some steps that one could take. First off, without having to do anything with the drug laws, without having to do anything with the nonviolent criminals, which I think we should do something about both of those things. But here's a simple step that could be taken that essentially put all the jails and prisons, put all the prisons on the auction block, sell them off to the highest bidder, and then give private companies the opportunity to go, you know, to vie for the business of prisoners. So a prisoner goes before a judge, receives a prison, a sentence of 5 years, and
pick your prison.
Right. Then that prisoner, you know, they go back to jail just like they always did. Then they would, then they would have to choose what prison they went to after that. The prisons would, some would specialize in inmates that are no trouble at all and, you know, able to, you know, they can paint a line. There are prisons right now in the United States where there is no fence. There's a line, okay? Prisoners don't leave because they don't want to get in trouble for leaving.
Yeah.
They're in work release. They come back when they're supposed to and sleep,
right.
and then their doors are locked. They're going out in the community working and then coming back. These things exist. This is not a crazy idea.
Even here in Cheshire County, where we do this show from in New Hampshire, the jail there, some of the guys are out working on the farm, and they walk
the convicts
to and
walk to work.
Yeah.
They could just run off into the community and go, you know, harry,
kill people,
you know, do whatever it is that the people worry that they're going to do.
Sure.
The vast majority of them don't do this. So there's some prisons will specialize in low-level inmates, and they'll come up, I'm sure, with their own little rating system to say this inmate's, you know, eligible for this, you know, this prison, this mm-hmm. one isn't, because in the same way that some businesses specialize in catering to certain citizens, certain people, then and some specialize in others. Others will basically be the bottom of the barrel. You're only eligible to go to The Rock. Somebody's going to name their prison The Rock, and this is how you earn money. You earn money by turning big rocks into little rocks for gravel for people's driveway, son, and you can get paid 50 cents an hour to do it. And then, at some point, they'll be trying to get out of there. They'll be behaving themselves in order to get out of there. You see, in a state prison, it can take forever to get transferred. They don't have the incentives of the marketplace in order to get out of there. So you won't see the misallocation. You won't see inmates that don't belong with other people. One of the biggest problems with the current state system is the mixing of inmates the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to prison. I learned how to, in automotive class, hotwire a car. I learned how to storm a bank and do a robbery just from watching people, do it right out there in the there's some steps on in front of a building. And they said, this is how you do it. And I learned all of these things. I didn't put these things to use. However, I did learn them. And they're mixing in these prisons. They mix people who killed somebody when they were drunk driving. What is the purpose of putting them in there with murderers and bank robbers? They're mixing in people who have sex offenses. Mm. How do these people relate to murderers and bank robbers? I think that there should be at least four distinct categories within the state system if they're going to keep that, which would be people who harm people while driving drunk, people who do sex offenses, people who do property crimes, and then people who hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you split them up that way, in the state of Florida, they had, when I was in got out in 1996 or something like that, they had 60 prisons. You're telling me you couldn't make those distinctions in male and female?
So what you're saying is that this private prison paradigm you're talking about would have to come about after the reform of the laws to where there are no more people being put in that are there for victimless crimes.
It wouldn't necessarily have to do that, because even if even without that reform of where people aren't put in jail for victimless crimes, or where people are not put in jail for not harming someone, you could still do this private prison paradigm very easily. Tomorrow you sell all the prisons to private companies, and then those private companies figure out who's figure out who's best for what jail.
Now there are private prisons that are out there, and there is a lot of critique about them. But you think that comes because of the fact that they have the guaranteed monopoly?
They have a monopoly.
Right.
And that's the problem. You're always going to get poor service with a monopoly. What they need is competition, and their customers are the convicts.
So
you'll see better treatment of prisoners.
Right.
You'll see better rehabilitation in prisoners, because that's what all of us want, including the prisoners. They don't want to be in prison.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. That bull crap about they want to go back is nonsense.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's Facebook. freetalklive.com. Now, perhaps you may own, or you know someone who does, a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to come back to the jail topic. We got a moment, but we need to go to your phone calls about whatever you want first. It's Rich listening in Massachusetts. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Rich?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello.
You're on the air, Rich.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Oh, this is a good
hello.
He had me for a moment. I actually thought Rich was real.
Yeah, I thought he sounded funny, like yeah. It was a strange kind of voice.
Normally, I can spot the soundboards.
No, Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
From the Family Guy show, right?
Yes.
We have had so many celebrities calling this show, and this is not a celebrity show, you know? This is not one of those Hollywood kind of star-struck radio shows. We don't really focus on pop culture very much, but all of a sudden, these celebrities, Arnold Schwarzenegger, did he call? I don't think Arnold's called yet, actually.
Hey, Peter, I find your chin on Family Guy to be lewd.
Perhaps.
That was good. You did very well.
Peter, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Or slut bitch.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
That's deep. The best we could do.
Deep call. Yeah. All right, let's go to Bill.
The cussing part. I mean, yeah. I thought that was, you did pretty good up to that.
Bill in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Bill?
I want to bring up a good talking point for liberty-minded people when discussing issues. I always get the questions about, but what about, and then they go off listing 100 things that communities do. And the first thing I think is to remind people, if you're a, statist or a minarchist out there, 99% of the stuff that most people like about government isn't done by big G government, it's done by community. And as liberty-minded people, we can remind people that communities would have far more wealth available to them to implement resources that people find to be important to them. And that would create a market in those, in the business of a community. Because essentially, they are a business, and I think if they operated as businesses, they would be more successful at doing the things that they want to do.
Wait, now when you say they operating as businesses, you mean the government?
No, I'm talking about communities. For instance,
if a community...
If you apply the homesteading principle, essentially what a community would be, for instance, a group of wealthy people, say a few industrialists or whatever, get together and they say, we're going to lay down a 10-square-mile area with road and sewer and water and electricity.
Okay. These things happen.
And we're going to let people come in. And so essentially, you're applying the principle of developing the land
You're talking about a privately run community. You're talking
privately
about...
Privately run community. Yeah, exactly. Privatizing the community itself.
These places do exist. I'd like to point out to you. I don't know if you're aware of
them. Oh, they do. They're all over the place in Saudi Arabia.
Well, they're all over I don't know if they're all over the place, but they are certainly in existence here. I haven't seen it so much up here in New Hampshire, but maybe I'm not paying attention or too familiar with the region. But down in Florida, they have Ave Maria, which is, I think, an ideal example of what you're talking about to some extent, at least as I understand it. I don't really have I haven't done a lot of research into it, but when we've talked about it in the past, it's essentially, you mentioned the big industrialist. Well, it's the guy that owned Domino's Pizza is a very devout Catholic, and he bought up 400 acres of land or something like that and essentially created his own town, his own Catholic-based town from scratch.
Good for him.
And so you when you move in there, you do actually have to sign an agreement saying that you'll abide by certain rules, and it's basically what you're talking about, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I think what people need to get back to is the idea of property versus territory, which is government only ever holds territory. They own things, yes, but they own it as territory, not property. So they don't have a right to anything. There's no rights involved in territory. That's just pointing a gun at somebody and saying, this is mine, because I said so. In a property-based system, we would have essentially a network. All a market is, all that society is a network. But we would have one that's based on voluntary interaction, and that would be one that would last, in which the connections would last longer. They would all be wealth-creating inherently, otherwise they wouldn't happen. And this would just create so much wealth out of what is now being destroyed by this whole political class. It's just all destruction. Yeah, even the stuff that they give out as charity.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's it's mostly destruction. You have to kind of give them a pass on things like, for instance, around here, the government operates the water distribution system.
Well, let's give them the biggest thing. Let's give them every technology that came out of NASA's space race, right? That's like the beacon, the shining status beacon. They're like, oh, yes, look at all the stuff. Like, you know, cell phones wouldn't be in existence. And they go on and on about this, but what they don't realize is opportunity costs. Is that everything that happened was just a resource, a person in a place with a thing who transformed their idea, a goal. I want to communicate from one side of the world to the other with a wireless device that I can carry in my pocket, right? A guy had that idea, mm-hmm. and he implemented it. Now, he may have used the tools that were provided by government, but to say that the marketplace, that those same people on the planet in that same place with the same sort of capital available wouldn't have come up with the same thing is obnoxious.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
That's what they miss.
Right, yeah, right. The suggestion would be that, well, you know, the man would never have made it to the moon had it been for the governments.
And I think we'd be living on the moon right now if it weren't for the government.
That's probably true. I mean, if you actually look at, you bring up the cell phone, if you actually look at the history of, at least as I understand it, the cell phone, I believe AT&T had applied for permission from the FCC to allocate some spectrum and, you know, to where they could start experimenting with these things, like back in the 40s or something, to the point where, yeah. you know, cell phones might have been possible in the 1960s if the FCC, and I'm very being very general about the time frames here, but essentially what it is, the real story is that the cell phones could have come out 20 years earlier had the
Absolutely.
FCC not stood in the way of progress. And that's really...
Well, the thing is government held patents on things. Going back to the idea, you know, government can have rights, that it can somehow, you know, exercise a sort of resource control is just dangerous because then it didn't get out. It didn't proliferate in the market. Those things didn't get out there because they said, oh, this is on a national security issue here. We can't let the Germans get a hold of this one.
Yeah, right. Oh, we can't have people. We can't have people, regular people operating these radio devices. That could be problematic.
Yeah.
And we're just going to hold off on this.
The number one trick that the status pulled off is like convincing everyone that them holding secrets and, like, developing technology is all a great idea. It's, like, wonderful. We're doing it for all of you little plebeians. Yay. Like, now dance in your little coliseum, watch your television, you know, just go off there and we'll take care of it. Don't worry.
You know, they never saw the internet coming, but if you could imagine like a technology like radio coming on board today.
Al Gore's not coming.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it.
if you could imagine radio coming on board today, the state would own everything because it's just too valuable.
1-800-259-9231. That is the nice thing about technology is it does tend to move a lot faster than the state agents can respond to it. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel when used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat. You will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. Now, our website is free. And we give you the features there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is on the house, and we do ask you to help us out a little bit. Now, it's a completely voluntary choice on your part. But if you want to help Free Talk Live out, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And the way you do that is by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up for as little as $3 a month. We can take it out of your PayPal account. You can use our secure credit card form. We have some alternative methods that you can send us payment. And it's helpful for us because we take that money in and reinvest it into the program, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you'd like to get some access to some perquisites, like things like the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more, you can get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, also, occasionally we will do some bonus content for not just for our Free Talk Live amplifiers, but essentially it's content brought to you by the AMP program just to encourage you to, you know, get involved in the show and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And so we're going to be doing some of that here after the radio show is over tonight. If you're listening on our live streams at freetalklive.com or to the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com, you will hear the extended internet-only edition of Free Talk Live. So join us there for that, because there's an extra reason to join us there, because not only because it's uncensored, there's no FCC around, so we'll have fun with that, but also we'll be giving away a totesack Now, we've been doing the Totosat giveaways on the regular radio show, but today we're going to do our two-pack Totosat giveaway during the Free Talk Live Extended Internet Edition. So stay tuned for that. But I do need to tell you about the Totosat. You can go to totosat.com to learn more about it. It's made of 100% recycled materials, a brilliant little handle made right here in the United States that's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. I use them to bring back the groceries from the car. It is absolutely handy.
And I don't, you would have never imagined how much you like this little handle until you've had one.
Yeah.
And then at that point, not having one, if you forget to bring it on the trip to the grocery store or something like that, it's a real frustrating, you know, little tragedy in the day.
Yeah, that's a great little tool, and you can go to Totosac.com, TOTASAK.com. Totosac, they carry more than you can, a lot more. 800-259-9231. So we've been talking about jail-related issues here, and Mark, we've been discussing the idea of privatizing jails, and I pointed out that, well, a lot of people have a problem with private prisons because, and I think the reason for that is because they're monopolies. And so you had suggested, it's something that I think Dr. Mary Ruart has also suggested in her book, Healing Our World, about the idea that it's a good idea to put, you know, take the jails and the prisons out of the hands of the government because the government just runs things like crap. But at the same time, we don't want to give a monopoly on a particular jail to one particular company. So what you'd suggested was that essentially prisoners should be able to choose the jail in which they are incarcerated. That way, the jails will actually have to compete at some level with the other jails out there, or the prisons will have to compete with the other prisons to provide the best services. They'd be more likely to be cleaner,
services like
safer.
Services like safety, services like
rehabilitation,
very important. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants when convicts get out for them not to commit more crimes, right? Well, surprise, a lot of people believe, you know, this is coming from both sides. People believe that a more harsh sentence, that harder things going on to them in jail is what's going to keep most convicts out. And it's not really successful. What's keeping with the harsher sentences that we're getting now is you're keeping the people that would likely have gotten out and committed more crimes because they, you know, they're just habitual criminals. They're just staying in, which is fine with me. I'm fine with that. Those are the people likely that need to be locked up. However, there are a lot of people in there that you're putting these people in with. How many of them are being trained by those people in order to be habitual criminals, too?
We'll never know. But what about the people that you say claim they want to come back to jail? Or the people of, is that true?
I just find it so frustrating when people, espouse this, some people want to be in jail thing.
I've never heard it myself.
Maybe there's the guy from Andy Griffith that would come in and the drunk that would come in and close the jail door on himself in order to have a place to sleep. I suppose that's possible. But
a homeless person might want to check into jail in order to get himself some food or something like that.
Right, for a few days or something like that. I don't know. I can't speak to that. I didn't spend a bunch of time in jail. However, I did spend 9 years in prison. And I worked in the same building from which prisoners were released. So I literally saw thousands of men go home sitting there working day after day in the jail. I saw thousands of men leave.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have left. And not a single one of those guys turned around and beat on the Sally Port door to get back in. It's none of them did. None of them thought that at all. They all wanted to get out very, very, very badly. So please don't propagate the idea that some people want to be in jail, because some people don't want to be in jail.
The people I was in did not. They wanted to be
very, very short sentences or something like that. You might be able to say something like that. But nobody wants to go to jail for weeks or months.
They want to be home with their families.
Or whatever they want to be doing, out drinking or out doing drugs or whatever it is that they want to do, they don't want to be in jail.
So 800-259-9231, a little bit more related to this whole discussion is of a story out of theagitator.com. Last week, attorneys for special ed student Marshawn Pitts released a security video which shows Pitts, who's 15 years old, being beaten by Christopher Lloyd, the famous movie actor. No, actually, it was a police officer in Dalton, Illinois, who was working security at the school. Pitt's attorneys say Lloyd administered the beating. Did you see this video, by the way, Mark, of this kid in the school hallway?
This is the yes, I did. It was scary.
He administered the beating because Pitts hadn't tucked in his shirt, as is required by the school's dress code. When the video first emerged last week, the Dalton Police Department refused to release Officer Lloyd's name, with good reason. Lloyd's currently in jail in Indiana. He was arrested last month for raping an Indiana woman at knife point. He'd also threatened the woman weeks earlier, but apparently wasn't arrested or disciplined for it. Because it's the cop's word versus the woman, right? I mean, if a woman comes into the police station saying, "That officer threatened to rape me," who of their buddies are going to believe her versus their buddy that they play poker with and drink with?
You know, admittedly, it's a good way that one might get out of some crime or something like that, go after an officer. I admit that women have power in that area with this sort of age of sexual harassment that's come around. But I think that it speaks all the more to, police aren't our servants. They are not working for us. These guys feel power.
It gets worse, though. Lloyd was also fired last year from another suburban Chicago police department. Now, hold the phone. Whew. You got to do something pretty serious as a police officer to get fired, right? I mean, we have shared story after story over the years on this show of police doing just absolutely atrocious, horrible, terrifying, torturous things to people and not being fired for them. So you have to say, wow, this guy actually did get canned from a police department. What did he do? Well, he killed his ex-wife's husband in front of their children. This is the same guy that was hired by a police department in Dalton, Illinois, to police the school. He killed his ex-wife's husband in front of their children. The town of Robbins fired Lloyd after the February 2008 shooting, but Chicago police bought Lloyd's claim that the shooting was in self-defense, so he was never charged. That enabled Lloyd to find work at the Dalton Police Department just 11 months later. According to the lawsuit filed by Lloyd's ex-wife, autopsy reports contradict the police investigation. The autopsy shows that Lloyd shot the man 24 times.
24 times in self-defense.
No charges. They did not charge this guy.
And this next police department, and I've had police officers tell me how their department is the best, and they go through all this rigmarole and hiring the right people, and I'm sure the folks from Dalton will say the same thing.
Sure, yeah.
Hired a guy who shot a man 24 times in self-defense. I'll tell you what, you're dealing with the Terminator if you've got to shoot 24 times to get in self-defense.
When contacted by the Chicago Tribune about this, a spokesman from Chicago PD said details of the department's investigation of the shooting could not immediately be found. We don't have anything to say to you about this.
Yeah, they don't have to.
Why should we? You'll pay your taxes next year regardless. Even if they're going on murdering sprees, people will still pay their taxes. You have no, there's no way to get any justice out of the system. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. If you're online, stick with us. We're going to keep going live on the internet feeds in moments.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.